96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
And our primetime newsmaker this morning is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
If you're looking for a compact utility tractor that runs longer, works harder, and is the best in the business, look no further than a John Deere from Prairie Land Partners. Right now, when you purchase a 1025R compact tractor with a loader, you get your choice of a free pallet fork, rear blade, or box blade. Plus, Prairie Land Partners offers fast and secure financing. To learn more, stop by or visit them online at PrairieLandPartners.com.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, 722, 33 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Ken Hansen, talking about the Flint Hills Optimus All-Star Basketball Classic happening this weekend. Ken, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Ken.
Good morning, guys. How are you? How's everybody doing?
Doing good today. Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us. We appreciate that. Well, you know, the high school basketball season, I guess, is almost over, but not yet, right?
Yeah, that's for sure, because this week we have our 33rd or 34th annual Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Basketball game down at White Auditorium, and it'll be Saturday night with the boys getting underway about 6 o'clock, and the boys will be on at about 8 o'clock, you know, 20 minutes after the start. Because if we're done and we can start early, guess what? We're going to start early.
All right. And, well, tell us how this all works. These are the, best seniors from the area, Ken? How does this work?
That they are. Usually from about 20 different schools from around the area, mostly the Flint Hills League and the Lyon County League, but we also include Burlington and Emporia High and Eureka High in our outreach. So it's a lot of fun, and what the kids get to do is sometimes they get to go against their teammates that they've been playing with. We try to put the kids from each school. If we have two kids from each school, we separate them, and so that way they can go against their old teammates.
You know, Ken, you mentioned this is over 30 years that this event's been going on here in Emporia. What do you think is kind of the magic ingredient that's kept this going for three decades?
Well, one thing, it's community support from the area coaches, support from the area businesses that sponsor the ads. And it's we get a lot of people that now we're getting kids of kids. We're getting kids like Jolie Helscher this year from Linden. Her mom, Jenna, played in it back in the 90s. So we're starting to see a little bit of that. That situation.
You're getting generational, aren't you, Ken?
Yes, we are. And speaking of generational, it actually went on before the Optimus took over. The Optimus took it over about when ESU went to NCAA Division II, because before that, Coach Slaymaker just ran it as an area all-star game.
Well, it's coming up this Saturday at White Auditorium, and you'll see all the area high school's best seniors having some fun, because formatically, this is a little bit different, isn't it, Ken, how you work it?
It is. We play the college men's timing rules. For instance, we go 20-minute halves instead of 8-minute quarters. And also, we add in the fun of make it, take it. At the end of each half, within the last 2 minutes of each half, if you are trailing and you score, you get to take the ball out at midcourt.
So there.
Yeah, makes it a little bit more
makes
exciting.
Makes it fun. I know in the past, too, Ken, you've had a dinner and a speaker. Is that happening this year, too?
We are. That takes place this evening out at Emporia State University's Memorial Union. And our speaker is Coach Ron Slaymaker. And one thing that he always comes up with some new stories that you've never heard of before. And a few years ago when he was coaching at Chase County, one of their girls turned and said, "I thought I knew all his stories."
He might just be sitting down there with a pen and paper just writing some things down.
But he also does it as an inspirational story. He likes to talk about doing the little things.
Yeah.
And about how he started out coaching, He started out also being the secretary for the Lyon County League and stuff like that, doing all that, and how that has got him to where he's at today.
Well, he's certainly pretty amazing. There's no doubt about that. And
he
has a lot to offer, a lot to share. And so that'll be great for the kids coming up tonight. What about your coaches this year, Ken?
Coaches, Kayla Abney going against Michelle Stevie Corpening. So we got the Kayla Kruger is what most people around here know her by. So we have the Olpe girls going head-to-head again as coaches. And on the boys, we have Eric Porter, who played in the game for Madison, going up against Dylan Farr, who played for Emporia High.
That's again
people that participated in it wanting to give back to the game.
Well, you mentioned obviously it's become generational, Ken. I got to ask too, you know, in terms of the organization of the event, have you seen that kind of become generational too? You know, maybe kids who had played in it, maybe now being involved in the operations of it, or even say some of the kids whose parents maybe played in it or things like that, just seeing more people getting involved on the organizational side rather than the playing side.
More on the playing side and more on the kids wanting to come back and coach in it. And so far, so we haven't really reached that point that we have some of the people that, well, I guess we had Brian, the late Brian Douglas on, mm-hmm. ran this for years. And he was one that participated in it back in the 90s. So it was a definite love of Brian's. I didn't participate in it because I didn't grow up in the area, but it's become a love of mine too.
Well, yeah, it's part of the basketball history here in Emporia and surrounding areas, the Flint Hills Optimus All-Star Basketball Classic that's happening Saturday at White Auditorium, a game you can hear, by the way, on Country 101.7 FM. We'll be there to bring you the action live. And, again, Ken, when do things start on Saturday?
It starts at 6 o'clock. We'll open the gates at 5. And it's a real expensive ticket. It's just $5 per person.
$5.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, and of course,
with the family to be able to afford to come out and watch their brother or their sister playing the game.
Well, it's a lot of fun, and proceeds go to support all the activities you do for area youth, right?
Yeah. Speaking of that, Saturday, April 8th, the Madness at Jones Park, otherwise known as the Optimus Club Easter Egg Hunt, will take place at 10 o'clock on April 8th.
Don't be late for that one.
Okay? No, if you're late, the candy's gone.
If you're not there 10 minutes early, you've already lost at that point.
Yes, you have. Yeah.
Pretty much till April the 8th. All right, Ken. Hey, appreciate your time. Keep up the great work.
Well, thank you, guys, and thank you, guys, for your support of all of our projects.
All right. Have a good day, Ken.
You too, guys.
Thanks, Ken.
Ken Hansen, Flint Hills Optimus Club, the All-Star Basketball Classic this Saturday, and then the big Easter egg hunt coming up April the 8th, Tegan.
Absolutely. Plenty going on here across the local listening area. And, of course, if you'd like to get your events or organization highlighted, please be sure to call the KVOE studio line at 620-342-5863 to get on the schedule for the morning show to highlight your particular causes. Unfortunately, we are completely booked up for the remainder of this week, but still have one or two openings for next week. So, again, make sure you give us a call, and we would love to sit down and talk with you about your upcoming events.
And tomorrow we'll be chatting with Samuel Barrett, previewing the 5th annual Lions Launch Disc Golf Tournament coming up. So be tuned in for that. Our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere. 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. It is 7:30, 33 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Getting a loan at Emporia State Federal Credit Union is fast, easy, and safer than ever. Apply for any car or credit card.